Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Hall & Company and features T. Philip Bogues. He is an attorney and a financial advisor, and his advisory services are offered through Investment Advisors, a division of Pro Equities, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Pro Equities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, and a member of FINRA and SIPC. Today, Phil is going to talk to us about how legal and financial strategies work together for individuals and business owners. And Phil, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Well, we sure appreciate you joining us, and we'd like to welcome you to the show. And to give our listeners a sense of who you are and your background, could you tell us a little bit about your maybe a professional and personal background?
Well, as you said, I'm an attorney and a financial advisor, helping individuals navigate their through their savings period to their retirement and passing their belongings to the next generation. And then the business owners have additional steps, of course, which is starting their business, operating their business, and exiting their business, and all of them need legal and financial strategies. My work is done as an attorney through my law firm, and as you mentioned, my financial services business, where I'm a financial advisor, is through Pro Equities, and advisory services and securities are offered there as a member of FINRA and SIPC. These companies are separate from each other, even though I do provide the knowledge on both sides for my clients.
Well, that's
what I've created for most of my clients through these two businesses is a network of professionals and services where I can help provide unbiased advice to find the right results for each person's unique situation.
Well, it's a great combination to be able to offer someone not only the ability to assess their financial needs, but then to also help them with their legal needs and implement in that space. So tell me, what's the typical client that you work with when you're looking for a new client? What do they look like?
My typical clients are people who are motivated. You know, as everyone knows, if you're not motivated, you're not going to take any actions on any of the plans that we have. Really put together. So these people, these individuals have to be motivated for moving towards their future goals, whether it's saving, restructuring their payments on anything, or just trying to find ways to most efficiently pass things on to the next generation. And it's for the business owners, as I said, they have other steps. They want to operate their business, so they have to get the right format for them. They have to run their business while they can attract, retain, and reward their key employees. And of course, the exit strategy that they need. Everyone is unique. Everyone needs their own unique playbook, as I put it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my job to work with them and through collaboration, through myself and any other resources that I need to help these clients create their own playbook so they can go towards their goals and meet their needs.
So first step you said is they have to be motivated. And is that because maybe they've either started a business, gotten married, had a change or a motivating factor in their life? Maybe someone's passed away and they're worried about their own mortality. Is it all of the above or are there particular motivators that you see when you first meet with a new client?
Everybody has their different factors and their keys. Like you mentioned, some people have changes in life, which are big things and get them moving. Other people have some epiphany and realize, hey, I need to do something about this, and maybe it's just something that comes to them. Or like you mentioned, they experience something that happened to a friend or family member, whether it's through someone passing away, someone becoming disabled, unable to work, or just going through a difficult situation, they realize that, hey, I need to make sure that I'm not going to be in that situation when that time comes for me.
And what's great about what you do is that if whether someone comes in for instance, to talk about a will or a trust or estate planning, then that you can help them work on their business succession plan as well as an add-on. Or if they say, I'm starting a new business, you have many starting points that you can work with people from and help them in many different ways.
Absolutely. And it brings a wide variety of people in the door for different reasons. But when it all comes down to it, they're going to have their whole life they're going to be looking at. And through myself or if I with any affiliations of some of the things where I won't be working on those areas, we can go and we can structure a plan that's going to work together efficiently because the inefficiency creates waste. It's my job to make sure we're not having this waste because the waste is going away from the things that they want to accomplish and going who knows where it's for taxes, paying more expense on things, paying too much for services and insurances or whatever else they may have.
Excellent. So, Phil, we're going to take a break in just a second, but what do you find is the most rewarding about the work you do?
Most rewarding part is making sure that I create these efficient ways for people to pursue their goals. When I look at back what I've done and how I help people, I can see that there are big changes in their lives. They may not see it today. They may not feel it today, but when that time in the future happens that we've been planning for, trying to protect against, or trying to get towards, they'll know 100% that this planning was worth it because it got them there. It helped them not navigate around the potholes that are along the road of life and help them get to where they want to do for themselves and their family and their businesses.
So the retrospect of realizing that a plan that was planned out maybe many years in advance was all worth it.
Absolutely. You know, and knowing that I'm making a difference and improving these people's lives.
Excellent. We're going to take a short break. We're talking with T. Philip Bagues. And when we come back, we're going to ask you for some short stories, maybe a tip, an idea, a precaution for our listeners. So hang in there with us, Phil, and we'll be right back.
Want to grow the value of your company? Start with the values of your company. To stand out in today's overly commoditized world, your company must stand for something bigger than what you make. That's the work of Values Institute. Our social science model of values-based culture development will help you grow the value of your company by growing trust, your most valuable corporate asset. To learn more about our proprietary process, visit thevaluesinstitute.org and start growing the value of your business today. At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. I am talking with T. Philip Bagues, and he is a financial advisor and attorney, and that makes you a little unique in our guest docket, Phil. So tell me something. What makes you different from others out there that are providing advice to clients?
Well, I guess the one thing is you already mentioned is I wear the two hats, or I'm able to wear the two hats. It allows me to bring a different perspective and skill set by having all this knowledge and training that I've had over the years to be able to work as a legal and financial planner for my clients. And also, the creation of my situation has allowed me to always take the objective look. Objective look as the lawyer, as the financial advisor, away from any other influences, because everyone's situation is unique. There are other people who can't always get away from that because they aren't in a situation that allows it. And I'm very happy that I've been able to find a solution where I can do this so we can always get the correct, unique situation created for each individual client.
Well, I can imagine it makes you very valuable to your clientele, again, as a trusted advisor in many different ways. And I'm just kind of thinking, what do you think is the most important advice that you give to your clients?
Well, the first thing for everybody, whatever you're doing, is you need to get started. The paper you write, the plan, it isn't worth the money, the paper it's written on, unless you take steps to move towards your goals and take those action steps that you had in there. And the reality is that earlier you get started on most of these things, the more options you have, the more likely you are to be able to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. And the second part is your plan has to be flexible, and you have to review it to make sure over time that it's still performing the way you want it to, because things change, you know, whether it's laws, taxes, economic environment, your goals, your personal situation, it's going to change. So we have to review it and make whatever tweaks are necessary along the way to keep you going along that path, or making a turn if your goals have changed to your new path. So we are going the direction that you want to go at that time.
Makes sense. Let's take a hypothetical situation. Someone comes into you and they've recently gotten married. They have some kids, maybe from a prior marriage. They have a business, and they say, Phil, what is the first document we should do? What's the first thing you would recommend we should do based on our situation?
Well, the first thing they should do, and I hope they did this before getting into this, because I think you mentioned they had kids from a prior marriage, mm-hmm. is to make sure everybody knows how they're going into the situation and setting it up so everyone understands what's what and how everything is going to work and what your ideas are. And with that, you may have a prenuptial agreement before that all started to spell out some of the details, because the new step-parents may not have the same as big of a desire to make sure that the step-kids are getting as much as the main parent or the mm-hmm. biological parent has. So we want to make sure that's all. And once that's all in order and everybody's on the same page, you would need to get your wills and trusts, powers of attorney, all of it in. And usually I look at it as a whole big package, because that creates the basic shell for how, at least for estate planning, everything's going to go and get passed on. Businesses have extra things involved with it. You know, are the kids involved in the business? Aren't they? How old are the kids? I mean, if the kids are young, obviously guardianship's a huge thing. But to make sure that that business is going to continue and succeed in a way to pass on or end in whatever way they want it to from their family, that would be the next step, to make sure that that aspect of it was working in conjunction with all of their other plans of where they want their future to go.
Thank you. I mean, that kind of put you on the spot there, because it was a difficult situation, but I know it all starts with you with a master plan, and like you said, the roadmap to develop the priorities. But it's so important that trust or that will combination be in place, because one of the things that can happen to anyone is they could pass away in a hurry. And like I always tell people, either you're remembered for your planning or your lack of planning. Which one is it going to be? And the living trust really helps to, or the combination trust and will. So, Phil, what are some of the things that you would counsel a business owner who comes in to say, okay, I've got the living trust, I've started this business, I have a couple partners, and we're going to make a go of this business. What do we do?
Well, I mean, the first thing for anybody is, almost everybody starts a business, they want limited liability. So let's make sure that we create the entity that's going to have limited liability, and we take the appropriate steps so we aren't opening the door for any litigator to pierce the corporate veil. At the same time that's happening, we have to plan our exit strategies, because trying to plan for that later is too difficult. So we need to create some sort of agreement, buy-sell agreement, or some other way for these business owners to know, when it comes time that I want to leave, I need to leave, or I have to leave, that here's how it's going to work, and it's going to protect everybody. It's going to protect the people who are staying in the business, because they're going to get to have the business and run the business as they are without necessarily being in business with their former partner's family. And it's going to protect the former partner's family if something were to happen to him or her. Make sure that they are getting what they deserve. They are getting a fair value. They're not, you know, getting bent over a barrel, as some would say, and taken advantage of in the situation because of someone's unfortunate circumstance, whether someone got hurt and disabled or someone passed away too soon, or someone just wants out because they want to move on to something else in their life. You know, no one's taking advantage of everybody. You've set everything out right at the beginning through your buy-sell agreements and your operating agreements and how it's all going to work.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so in most LLC documents, there's some kind of general operating agreements or procedures, but the buy-sell goes well beyond that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And it's usually something separate. And, you know, it's not just how the operating agreement's more of how we work, how we vote on things, and things along those lines. Maybe adding other members and voting people in and out. But the buy-sell agreement can set forth and should set forth valuations, like the how it's going to be calculated and anything like that, so we can grow and change with it. And the one thing we always have to make sure that we're going with this, especially if it's for some unforeseen, unfortunate circumstance, everyone has to have a way to execute. You execute this legal document, and now you have to buy your partners out for a couple $1 million. Where are you going to come up with the money? We need to make sure we have ways set forth in creating this plan as the second half of it, to make sure that they have the funding available to execute when these times come.
Great stuff. Phil, we only have about a minute left, and you had a couple things you wanted to offer our listeners, I believe. Do you want to talk about that, or would you like me to?
I can. Yeah, so anybody who's listening to the show, and through the month of April, I'm offering a couple complimentary services. Through the law firm, I've got an estate planning for individuals and business owners, and the buy-sell or succession agreements, I'm offering a complimentary review of those to make sure that they are up to date, they are doing what you want them to do. On the financial services side, obviously, I'll through my financial services firm, that's going to review all the funding mechanisms for those buy-sell agreements and succession business things and any employee benefits plans that you may have in there to make sure that you're staying compliant with those, too.
Well, thank you very much for that offer to our listeners. And how do they reach you? How do they get in touch?
I have two web pages. One is www.lawtpb.com. That's TomPaulBoy.com. And then I have www.tpb-financial.com. Or on my phone at 708-268-8760. Those would be the best ways to reach me. And I have my contact information on those web pages, too.
And, of course, people can call you. Can they call you from anywhere?
They can call me from anywhere.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. It's been a great interview. I really appreciate you coming on to the show, and hope you'll come back on someday. And thanks very much.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. I've been talking with T. Philip Bogues, and we're going to take a short break and come right back, so please stay tuned.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.